Tonight I want to talk to you about the subject Rocks of Ages or Rock of Creation. And this is basically a summary report on the RATE project. I know a number of you are very interested in finding out what we have been locating and what we've been finding. Some of you are a little anxious to know what the results are. And this report is going to be presented in detail at the International Conference on Creationism in Pittsburgh in August. And there's going to be 8 papers presented by the RATE group at that meeting. Most of these papers are in gory detail, but I'm going to try to give you an overview to give you a little of an idea of where this project is headed and what we are likely to accomplish. First of all, I want to just say right from the very beginning that God is to be praised for what's gone on in this project. This is one of the most exciting things I've ever been involved in my whole career, whether it's in the church or for government work or anything. This is exciting stuff that we're involved in, and it has eternal value as well. The project was conceived in 1997 when I called a group of 7 young earth creationists, all pretty much on the same page in terms of perspective and spiritual maturity and recognition of the significance of the issue of the age of the earth and the radioisotope dating problem. We met in San Diego on July 4th weekend, 1997, and began to plan this project. And the project, well, let me tell you a little bit who some of the people were that are in the project. The first 2 rows here are basically the RATE project steering committee, starting with me there, kind of looking like an overstuffed bear in the middle. The gentleman to the first in the front row to the left is Dr. John Baumgartner, me. The next person to the right is Dr. Russ Humphreys, Dr. Gene Chafin. Behind him in the second row is Dr. Don DeYoung. Right in the very middle is Dr. Steve Austin, who you've already heard the other night, and Dr. Andrew Snelling. This makes up the RATE Steering Committee. Now, there are many others that are involved in this project for various functions. Obviously, one of the most important is Dr. John Morris in the back left, president of ICR. Without his immediate support on the mission and the vision of this project, we couldn't have gotten started. In fact, ICR, through his leadership, funded the first year of the project just out of the faith that he had that this would be able to support itself, and with the support of the Creation Research Society. This is a joint project between ICR and Creation Research Society. To Dr. Morris's left, or in our view, to the right, is Dr. Kenneth Cumming. He's the academic dean at the Institute for Creation Research, is also the director of research. And the next person to the right is Bill Hoche, who is Dr. Austin's laboratory assistant and right-hand man. He's become expert in preparing samples for this project and is doing a lot of field work associated with it and has been a fantastic help on this project. And then the last gentleman in the back right corner is Dr. Stephen Boyd, who joined the project just 2 years ago. He's not on the steering committee, but he's one of the real strong supporters. He's a professor of Bible at the Master's College in Los Angeles. He's a specialist in Hebrew. And so this basically makes up the RATE group. The project was conceived in 1997, as I said. That's now 6 years ago. And the concept behind the project was that it would last 8 years. That means we got 2 years to go. And there's a definite purpose for the project having a specific beginning and ending. The idea is that if you have a fixed period of time and you identify very clearly what it is you want to accomplish, if you have an end to it, scientists will accomplish what needs to be done and report on it in that time frame, and you end the project. And raising the money for that effort and a lot of the other administrative details to that are much easier, and it's much more understandable for people like you who are supporting this project. The project was broken into 2 phases. The first phase was the 3 years of planning and the literature search, developing proposals for what type of research we were going to do, and then the publication of our first report, which you have seen on the book tables over here. The RATE book, Radioisotopes in the Age of the Earth, is what that stands for. And by the way, any time you start a project like this, you have to have an acronym. That I had a project when I worked for the government called SCPI. It sounded like peanut butter, but it stood for the Sierra Cooperative Pilot Project, but it didn't have much to do with the name, so it was never very good. We particularly picked the word RATE for this project because it had something to do with the rate of decay, radioisotope decay. So, and it was a word that you could remember and associate with a project very quickly.